Proponents of recreational marijuana legalization often argue that it's less harmful than other substances that Pennsylvanians can easily buy, like cigarettes and alcohol. But Bo Kilmer, director of the RAND Drug Policy Research Center, says not enough is known about the public health implications of recreational marijuana use. As part of our series, The State of Cannabis, 90.5 WESA health reporter Sarah Bowden speaks with Kilmer about how weed might influence alcohol and cigarette consumption.
There is some research that suggests marijuana is a healthier substance to consume than alcohol, and some proponents of legalization argue that marijuana joints are less harmful than tobacco cigarettes. Can we assume that legalizing weed will have an overall positive or negative impact on public health?
Well, objective analyses of the public health consequences of cannabis legalization, must look at beyond what happens to cannabis consumption. We do need to pay attention to what happens to the use of tobacco, alcohol, and other substances. But right now, the evidence on legalization and the consumption of tobacco or alcohol is inconclusive. My colleagues at RAND recently reviewed all of the literature on this, and they only identified two peer-reviewed studies which examined how cannabis legalization influenced alcohol use. And both of the studies focused on college students. Now, neither of these studies found a direct effect on alcohol, but one of them found that cannabis use may have increased amongst those who reported binge drinking. However, we need to be really careful about drawing strong conclusions from these studies. They really only focused on legalization in one state, and that was in Oregon. Now, we didn't really have good information about the control states that they considered, and we only had 1 year of data post-legalization.
Are there certain regulations that might specifically influence consumption patterns when it comes to tobacco and alcohol and marijuana?
Currently, all of the places in the United States that have legalized, they don't allow cannabis products to be sold in stores that are also selling tobacco or alcohol products. One could imagine that this does influence the probability of co-use. It's unclear whether or not, as more states kind of come on board, whether or not they're going to impose similar regulations.
I'm kind of fascinated by the concept of maybe eventually there being marijuana lounges, or maybe you could go to a restaurant and buy an edible. Do you think that could also have an influence on consumption patterns?
Potentially. In a few states, they actually do allow for cannabis lounges where people can go in and consume cannabis products. But those places don't serve alcohol and don't allow for tobacco smoking. But once again, as more states come on board, it's unclear whether or not they'll implement similar regulations. And one would imagine that that would have an important effect on co-use.
When people talk about recreational marijuana, the model they're often referencing is one in which people purchase it from dispensaries. However, in Vermont, for example, while people are allowed to cultivate marijuana plants, retail sales are not permitted. How could different legalization models influence consumption patterns?
Yeah, in the United States, most of the focus on legalization is caught up in this false dichotomy that we either need to keep cannabis prohibited or we need to regulate cannabis like alcohol. And it turns out there are a lot of middle ground options there. One could imagine that cautious jurisdictions may want to make changes incrementally. Maybe start like Washington, D.C. or Vermont did, or maybe start with state stores and kind of try that out for a while and see if that makes sense. Once you go all the way to the extreme, it's a lot harder to put that genie back in the bottle.
That was drug policy researcher Bo Kilmer speaking with WESA's Sarah Bowden. Find more stories in our week-long series about marijuana in Pennsylvania at our website, wesa.fm.